So your school day memories are sort of not very happy, and as you say, quite.
I was quite happy. I was quite happy with my friends and that there, but the actual teachers I wanted, they didn't like me, and I didn't like them, and that was it. I mean, you get the cane. I used to get the cane. There was three of us, I can remember. I won't mention any names, but the three of us used to get the cane regular. The girl, she turned out to be a good nurse. The other chap turned out to be a good officer in the in the ambulance service. And I retired and I'd done my 30 years of the fire service. We used to have to go and pump the water up every morning, up into the tank, because there's no water in East Hatherley. So we used to pump the water up into the tank.
That was for her?
That was for her house. And then we'd come back to her classroom. But one day she said, will I go and pick the apples in her orchard? I went and picked the apples. And when I got home, I can't remember, something was, it was either my trousers were torn. My mother said, what is that tear? And I said, well, I got it in the tree when I was picking the apples. She said, well, you shouldn't be picking her apples. You should be in your classroom doing your lessons. Well, about 2 days after, she wanted me to go down and pick the apples again. And being mean, I said, no. I said, my mother said, I shouldn't be picking your apples. And she got the cane and thrashed the backs of my legs with it and said, kneel down. And I said, no, I'm not kneeling down to you. You're not the Lord. My mother said, I'm not to pick your apples. And she thrashed my legs. When I went home, mother saw that there, the marks on the back of my legs, and I think she was up there the next day. But, yeah, I used to get a cane quite regularly, really.